This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Four people are facing multiple trafficking charges after an investigation by the sheriff's office. Jonathan Cumby, Linda Nicole Gore, Skylar Long, and Teresa Marie Hersey are in jail under secured bonds for trafficking in opiates, sale of marijuana, and possession of stolen property. The sheriff's office said it will release more information on this case Monday. That bitter cold is back, folks. In case you haven't been outside today, make sure you bundle up if you're going to the Whiteville Wolfpack football game, fourth round playoffs tonight at 7 o'clock at Legion Stadium. Now, the warming station at Facts of Life Church on Lewis Street in Whiteville is once again open from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. They'll be open through Tuesday. Organizers are asking for volunteers to help distribute flyers to homeless people who might be in need of shelter in these 20-degree temperatures. Call 910-918-4531 for more information. An alleged murderer and two other inmates have been charged with planning to kill a law enforcement officer and effect a jailbreak. Natrell McKinney, age 28, Javon Bowen, age 28, and a 17-year-old were arrested Wednesday, according to the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation. McKinney was in custody in Granville Correction Center on three murder charges. We have more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The embattled North Carolina Office of Resilience and Recovery is trying to change its ways a little bit. They're currently accepting comments through December 14th on proposed changes in using federal funds to rebuild homes that are damaged or destroyed in hurricanes Matthew, Florence, and Helene. Among the modifications to the rules are exceptions for placing homes in floodplains, accelerating homeowner relief, and other changes. You can check out the story on our website for more, or go to rebuild.nc.gov to comment. The deadline is December 14th. It is parade week in Columbus County. If you ain't getting into the Christmas spirit, folks, there's something wrong with you. Lake Waccamaw will light their community Christmas tree this evening at 6 p.m. The Lake's Christmas parade is Saturday at 10 a.m. with lineup at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. Light the Lake was also going on throughout the Christmas season as residents decorate their piers and boats along the waterfront. Saturday is the holiday extravaganza in Whiteville. The parade will begin at 6 p.m., followed by the lighting of the community Christmas tree at Vineland Station. There'll be free carriage rides, a kids' zone, pictures with Santa, food trucks, and music from the Edgewood Chorus. All kinds of fun going on. The Tinseling Tabor Bazaar began last night after the parade in Tabor City. It's going on through Saturday. Tavern's Christmas parade and festivities start Sunday at 3 p.m. Now, the Boys and Girls Home is sponsoring the Christmas Nativity Journey with more than 1,000 different nativity scenes at four locations. The self-guided tour goes on until 8:30 p.m. tonight, and it's from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Saturday. It's free, but donations are greatly appreciated. Sierra Gorda Baptist Church has its annual chili and soup cook-off Sunday. Contestants should be at the church by 4 p.m. Doors open at 5. The entry fee for cooks is $5. Admission for taste testers is $5, which gets you 3 voting tokens, or you can pay $20 for unlimited tasting and 10 tokens. Call 910-619-2136 for more information. The Veterans Memorial Park is having a turkey shoot starting tonight at 7 o'clock. Transformation Church is also having one starting tonight at 7 o'clock at 9955 U.S. 701 South. Check out our growing list of Christmas events on the CCN webpage. Make sure you send us your church's plans as well so we can share the news. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.